Household incomes are growing for full-time workers, especially if those workers are male. From Marketplace. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. According to U.S. Census data released yesterday, household incomes grew last year for the third year in a row, though at a slightly slower rate. But while men enjoyed a 3% increase in earnings, median earnings for women barely budged. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports now on the disparities between men and women working full-time.
For every dollar men earned last year, women made 80.5 cents.
That means we've only decreased the gap by a nickel in the past two decades.
Kim Churches is CEO of the American Association of University Women. She says the disparity is even wider for women of color.
For Black women, it's a 39-cent gap, and for Latinas, 47 cents on the dollar.
Researchers say women are more likely to work in lower-paid professions and pay a penalty for having children. But Elise Gould with the Economic Policy Institute says discrimination also plays a role.
Even if you looked at women and men with similar levels of experience and education working in essentially the same jobs, gender wage gaps exist.
Where you live also matters. APM Research Lab crunched new state-level data and found the gender gap widened in 5 states and narrowed in 16. Women in Montana saw the most progress, earning 79 cents for every dollar made by men, up from 73 cents the year before. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Now, household incomes are rising, but so, of course, are prices. Now, it looks like household income growth is surpassing inflation, at least for August. We got consumer price index numbers this morning for August. Prices rose year over year 2.7%. That's actually a little less than the previous month's year over year rise, which was 2.9%. Quincy Crosby is a market strategist with Prudential Financial.
In today's CPI report, what we saw was that housing rents, apartment rents, are moving higher. Gasoline is moving higher. However, healthcare costs have come down, as have clothing costs. So we still have inflation trending higher, but it is not as high as the expectations were going into the release of this report.
You know, it was only last week that we were worried about Turkey and Turkey's currency disrupting financial markets. It looks this morning like the lira is improving. Tell us what happened at the Turkish Central Bank.
Well, today they raised rates dramatically, something they needed to do to try and stabilize their currency. And that has helped because we noticed that the lira moved higher, but the U.S. dollar didn't. And that's good news. We don't want the U.S. dollar climbing and climbing because of events all over the world.
Quincy Crosby, market strategist for Prudential Financial. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
The White House is never an easy place to work, but according to our next guest, this administration is behind when it comes to finding qualified people to work there. Max Steyer is president and CEO of Partnership for Public Service. They often try to help new administrations staff themselves, and they've been tracking hundreds of positions. Good morning, Max.
Good morning.
There have been a number of, well, shall we say, HR flare-ups, people recording in the Situation Room, a secret op-ed writer complaining about the situation inside the White House. Do you think that has made hiring even more stringent?
One of the real issues for this administration has been that they have focused very intently on a loyalty test, and that has made many very talented people unqualified from this administration's perspective to serve their country. These are hard jobs to fill with high-quality people, and this administration has made it a lot harder.
I mean, the White House has got to be, for any administration, a really intense place to work. Is this truly different from any other administration?
This administration has seen markedly more turmoil and markedly more turnover. It is very different, and by very large numbers. So you are seeing not just a single senior position turning over, but a single senior position turning over multiple times.
How does that trickle down into policy and effectiveness? What toll will this take on the administration moving forward?
Well, I think it already has, beginning with the first travel ban, where you saw incredible problems in airports across this country and the world. Those are all things that in a well-run White House could have been anticipated and bluntly prevented. So I think the likelihood is that the missteps and negative consequences of rollouts of policies will continue.
Well, you mentioned, you know, a demand for loyalty now, but what do you think more than anything is keeping people out and driving them through more quickly?
People who are coming into the White House are not only signing up for a very challenging work environment, but they now have to be concerned about legal jeopardy. And that's a fundamental difference of note, which is if either the Senate or the House becomes Democratic, there are going to be a lot of subpoenas, a lot of investigations and craziness that the White House is going to have to be able to respond to.
What about outside the White House? How staffed up is the executive branch?
So that's a big problem. The White House is a relatively small staff. The larger government has, you know, over 1,200 Senate-confirmed positions. We follow 700 of them. And only about half of them actually have a nominee that's been confirmed in place. So there are a lot of gaps in very important places across the entire government.
Max Steyer, President and CEO of the Partnership for Public Service. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.